From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Following a meeting with U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter Saturday, Iraq's prime minister declined an offer from Turkey to take part in the battle to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State. Haider al-Abadi insisted that Iraqi Kurdish and other local forces will handle the battle and liberate Mosul and the rest of the territory with no problems, adding that if help is needed, we will ask for it from Turkey or from other regional countries. Speaking to reporters, Carter said the issue of a Turkish role in the Mosul fight was a difficult subject, and that Abadi said in the meeting he has had talks with the Turks and expected to have more. Carter told Abadi that the U.S. understands concerns about Iraqi sovereignty.
I also reaffirmed to you today the vital importance of every country operating with full respect for Iraqi sovereignty. That is the principle upon which the international coalition and everything that it does to in this country is 100% committed to.
Carter said the U.S. role is to work with partners in the coalition to try to resolve such matters and ensure that everyone is focused on fighting IS. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump offered new immigration reform proposals and said he would cut taxes for middle-class Americans by 35% during his first 100 days in office if he wins the presidency in next month's election. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations and officials from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons say the Syrian government is responsible for a third chemical attack that affected a region already torn by war. The group's fourth report during a 13-month investigation sent to the UN Security Council late Friday shows there is sufficient evidence to confirm the government's role in the March 16, 2015 strike on Qaminas and Idlib governorate. The report blames President Bashar al-Assad's government for using several barrel bombs containing chlorine gas dropped by military helicopters. An Afghan Taliban delegation has traveled to Pakistan from Qatar for talks with officials to raise various issues, including arrests of some insurgent leaders, shutting down of some religious seminaries for Afghan refugees, and increasing problems facing the displaced community in the neighboring country. A senior Taliban official requesting anonymity told VOA the three-member delegation has been dispatched to Islamabad from its political headquarters in Doha, the capital of the Gulf state, to convey concerns and seek information on what prompted the arrests of Taliban members. The main spokesman for the Islamist insurgency, Zabihullah Mujahid, while confirming to VOA the arrival of the Taliban delegation in Pakistan, said the group routinely interacts with countries with which Afghanistan enjoys diplomatic ties. Somali pirates Saturday released 26 sailors who were captured during a ship hijacking nearly 5 years ago, bringing to an end one of the longest-running hostage-taking cases in the country. Sources close to the pirates told a VOA reporter in the region that hostages were released after their captors were paid a $2 million ransom, a claim repeated by one pirate in an interview with a local media outlet. The crew consisted of members from Cambodia, China, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam. A U.S. Navy warship has passed through waters claimed by China near disputed islands in the South China Sea to counter what Washington says is Beijing's attempt to limit freedom of navigation. China condemned the action late Friday, calling it a provocation and a gravely illegal act. A U.S. Defense Department spokesman said the destroyer USS Decatur passed near the Paracel Islands in a routine, lawful manner Friday, challenging China's excessive maritime claims. He said the warship did not come within the 22.22-kilometer international law territorial limit of the islands. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.